Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are diving deep into one of the most important companies on the planet, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, better known as TSMC, ticker symbol TSM. This isn't just a chip maker, it's the backbone of the global AI revolution. We're going to break down the business, the earnings, the valuation, and my personal take on where this stock could be headed over the next 5 years. Let's get into it. Now, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. TSMC is the world's largest dedicated independent semiconductor foundry. They don't design chips, they manufacture them for everyone else. From Apple's A-series processors to Nvidia's most powerful AI GPUs, if it's cutting-edge silicon, there's a very good chance TSMC made it. The stock has been on an absolute tear, up over 123% in the last year alone, and has a market cap north of $2 trillion. But with that kind of performance, the big question is always, is there still room to run, or are we looking at a peak? Let's look at the company profile. TSMC was founded in 1987 by Morris Chang and is headquartered in Hsinchu, Taiwan. The current CEO is C.C. Wei. They employ over 65,000 people and operate in the technology sector, specifically the semiconductor industry. Their business model is incredibly powerful. By focusing purely on manufacturing, they serve as a neutral partner for hundreds of chip designers. This pure-play foundry model has allowed them to achieve a level of scale and technological advancement that competitors like Intel and Samsung have struggled to match. Their beta is a moderate 1.26, suggesting it moves in line with the market, but with a slight tech sector tilt. Now let's talk about what drives the money. For fiscal year 2025, TSMC generated nearly 3.85 trillion new Taiwan dollars in revenue. To put that in perspective, that's a 33% jump over 2024. The vast majority of that, over 85%, comes from their core wafer sales. The rest comes from other products like packaging and testing. Geographically, it's a very concentrated story. The United States is their dominant market, accounting for over 73% of total revenue in 2025. That's up significantly, driven almost entirely by the insatiable demand from AI hyperscalers like Nvidia, AMD, and Google. China comes in at a distant second, followed by Japan and Europe. This concentration is a double-edged sword. It's a huge tailwind right now, but it also means a slowdown in U.S. tech spending would hit TSMC disproportionately hard. Moving on to the earnings, and specifically their most recent Q1 2026 report, which was released in mid-April. The results were a statement of dominance. Revenue increased by 6.4% sequentially in U.S. dollar terms, which is a very strong showing for what is typically a seasonally slower quarter. The real headline was their gross margin, which came in at an incredible 61.1%. That's above their own guidance and shows the pricing power they have for their most advanced nodes. Management raised their long-term gross margin floor to 56%, which is a massive vote of confidence in their ability to maintain profitability even as they ramp up expensive new fabrication plants. On the earnings call, management highlighted that demand for 3-nanometer and 5-nanometer technologies is surging, driven by both AI and high-performance computing. They also addressed the N2 or 2-nanometer technology, which is on track for volume production in 2026. They see this node as a major growth driver for years to come. The tone was confident and forward-looking, which is exactly what you want to hear from a market leader. Diving deeper into the Q1 2026 earnings call transcript, management provided some crucial color. They confirmed that AI-related revenue is now a significant portion of their business and is growing faster than the company average. They also addressed the ongoing expansion, noting that their international fab projects in Arizona and Japan are progressing well. While the costs are higher than in Taiwan, they are confident they can manage the margin dilution over time through efficiency and scale. They even disclosed what many analysts believe to be the company's largest dilution schedule yet, related to employee stock compensation, which is something to keep an eye on, but it's a sign of a company investing heavily in retaining top talent. Let's open the hood on the financial statements. The numbers here are world-class. For fiscal year 2025, TSMC generated over 1.7 trillion new Taiwan dollars in net income. that's a net profit margin of nearly 47%. Very few companies in the world can boast that kind of profitability. Their return on equity, or ROE, is over 36%, and their return on invested capital, or ROIC, is nearly 26%. These are textbook examples of a high-quality, capital-efficient business. Their balance sheet is fortress-like. They have over $2.7 trillion in cash and equivalents, with a current ratio of 2.48, meaning they have plenty of short-term assets to cover their liabilities. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a very low 0.17. They are essentially debt-free. Cash flow from operations was a staggering $2.38 trillion, and after spending $1.28 trillion on capital expenditures, they still generated over $1 trillion in free cash flow. That's a free cash flow yield of about 1.6% on the current market cap, which seems low, but when you consider the growth trajectory, it's a very different story. Now for the SWOT analysis. Let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. On the strength side, you have to start with their technological leadership. They are years ahead of the competition on the most advanced nodes. Their financial performance is a clear strength. High margins, massive cash flow, and a pristine balance sheet. This allows them to outspend competitors on R&D and capital expenditure. The weaknesses are fewer but real. Geographic concentration in Taiwan is the primary geopolitical risk. Also, their customer concentration is high, with a few key clients like Apple and Nvidia making up a huge chunk of revenue. And while they are expanding globally, the cost of building fabs outside of Taiwan is significantly higher, which could pressure margins long term. Opportunities are enormous. The AI boom is still in its early innings. Every hyperscaler is building custom chips, and TSMC gets the manufacturing order regardless of who wins the design battle. The Internet of Things, automotive, and high-performance computing are all massive secular growth drivers. Their new 2-nanometer technology is expected to be a multi-year catalyst. Finally, the threats. The most obvious is geopolitical tension between China and Taiwan. A disruption to TSMC's operations would be catastrophic for the global tech industry. Competition from Intel's foundry push and Samsung is a constant threat, though TSMC's lead seems secure for now. And any slowdown in the global economy that causes companies to pull back on data center spending would directly impact TSMC's revenue. Let's look at the recent performance. The stock is up over 16% in the last 3 months and a staggering 123% over the last year. It's currently trading near its 52-week high, just shy of that $422 mark. The momentum is clearly on its side. The one-week performance is up 2% and the one-month is up over 9.5%. It's been a relentless grind higher, fueled by the Nvidia earnings and the broader AI infrastructure wave. From a short-term perspective, the stock looks extended, but in a market that is rewarding earnings growth, it's hard to bet against the trend. Now for the part everyone wants to see, the valuation. We ran a comprehensive reality check on TSMC, and the results are very compelling. The valuation model that fits TSMC best is an EV/EBITDA approach. It has a high confidence score of 96 out of 100. This model is preferred because it accounts for the company's high capital expenditure and debt-free nature better than a simple PE ratio. Here's the setup. The model uses a 10% discount rate, a 2.5% perpetual growth rate, and a terminal EV/EBITDA multiple of 22 times. That terminal multiple is a key assumption. TSMC currently trades at about 19.3 times EV/EBITDA, which is below its historical average. The model assumes that as the company continues to grow and prove its earnings power, the market will re-rate it to a more normal level of 22 times. So what does that give us? The fair value, based on this EV/EBITDA model, comes out to over $1,590 per share. That is a massive number. The current price we're using for this analysis is around $339. That implies an upside of over 348%. This is not a near-term target, but a reflection of the long-term intrinsic value of the business based on its ability to generate cash flow. Now, what drives this valuation? There are three key drivers. First, the free cash flow conversion. The model assumes that over the next 5 years, TSMC will convert between 48% and 55% of its net income into free cash flow. Given their massive CapEx requirements, this is a reasonable and slightly conservative assumption. Second, the terminal multiple. If TSMC can maintain its competitive moat and grow its earnings, a 22x EV/EBITDA multiple is very achievable. Third, the revenue growth. The model implicitly relies on the continuation of strong revenue growth driven by AI and advanced node demand. If any of these drivers falter, the intrinsic value would need to be adjusted downward. But based on the data we have today, the setup looks incredibly strong. All right, here's my take. My verdict on TSMC is that it is a buy for long-term investors. The company is the undisputed leader in a sector that is the foundation of the next technological era. The financials are impeccable, the moat is wide, and the growth runway is long. Let's look at the upside case. If the AI boom continues as expected, TSMC will be the primary beneficiary. The fair value model suggests a 5-year CAGR of nearly 35%. If you invested $10,000 today, based on the base case intrinsic value, it could be worth over $44,800 in 5 years. That is a life-changing return for a company of this quality. But we have to talk about the risk case. The primary risk is geopolitical. A conflict in the Taiwan Strait would be an existential threat. The secondary risk is a cyclical downturn in the semiconductor industry. While AI is booming, other segments like automotive and consumer electronics are cyclical. If we enter a recession and CapEx spending freezes, TSMC's stock would take a significant hit. The valuation is also not cheap on a near-term PE basis, at over 31 times trailing earnings. My trigger for buying is simple: dollar cost average into a position. Don't try to time a perfect entry. The stock is near its all-time high, but the intrinsic value suggests it's still early in its growth story. This is a stock you want to own and hold for the long haul. So for my watch list, TSMC is a core holding. The 5-year outlook is overwhelmingly positive, driven by AI, but you must have a high risk tolerance for the geopolitical uncertainty. And that wraps up our comprehensive analysis of TSMC. It is a phenomenal business trading at a price that, while not cheap on a near-term basis, offers a massive discount to its long-term intrinsic value. The AI revolution is real, and TSMC is the factory floor for the future. As always, do your own research and invest with a long-term perspective. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.